Shaloi bim kaima is makadish psulim. Shmuel said it's only the meat is possible, but bailun miskapu. So the Gemara brings down on the bottom of Chuf Vavamud Beis. The Gemara brings down here that Mesve Chishev Litinus Anitonim Lamala Lamato. If Bishash Shchita he had Kavona to put the blood in the wrong place, Lamata Lamala Lalto Kosha. The Korban doesn't become possible with that Kavona. Only Machshava Chutzl Zmani or Chutzl Mkoymoy. Chaza v'chishiv chutzlam koymoy, then it's possible. Vein because chutzlam zmani is pikul v'chayavon alav kolos. Now, if he put the blood lamala lamato lamato lamala, and he had kavon, it should be lamocho. Possible. It's possible, but it's not pikul. You're not chayav kolos. Chaza v'chishiv, bein chutzlam zmani bein chutzlam koymoy possible vein because. Basically, once you spritz the blood in the wrong place, it's not shaykh for it to become pigul with kares. Because if you remember, we had this rule that in order for something to be pigul, it has to be that everything else was kosher. But here, since the blood was shaloi bim koymai, so it's not shaykh to be real pigul. Ask the Gemara, that's a raya not like Shmuel. Shalom koymai kim koymai domi. Hypostle pigul. Should be real pigul. Meaning, shalaykim goyim kim koymai. So the zrika works. So once the zrika works, it should have a din of pigul. Omar mazutre. That's not enough to fill the requirement of pigul. Zrika de shayi basa b'achil ma'asal li pigul. Zrika de loy shayi basa l'achil loy ma'asal li pigul. By pigul, it's not enough to have a zrika that activated something. You need a zrika that's mater b'achil. Only Vashem Azul to Minolach, how do you know? I'm away, because the Pasuk says clearly, of Pigul here, that's where we learn it from. So the Pasuk clearly is stating that the only problem the meat has is that it's Pigul. Misha Pigulei Goramloi, has to be that the Pigul is the problem. Yotzozeshen Pigulei Goramloi, that's the Vara Goramloi, the fact that it's Chutzlam Koymai. So therefore, it's not a raya against Shmuel. We wanted to use this as a raya against Shmuel. Shmuel says Zrika Shaloi Bim Koymai works for Kapara. Saying it's no Raya. Still not Roy for Pigul, because Pigul needs to be Mamish Roy Lachil. Yochi Yifsil Nami Lo Livsil. If you're telling me that the Zrika doesn't work, so why does it even become possible? The Mishnah said it's possible for him by Pigul. It's like Midi Davi Machshava Sinuach. It's no worse than if a person had a Machshava just to leave the blood. We're doing nothing with it. Let's say a person had kavona. Now I'm going to spritz the blood. I'm letting it sit. Basically, I'm not going to do anything. So if you do those, that's alone to make it possible. You don't need a positive kavona to make it possible. It's enough just to leave it. If that was your kavona, b'shashchite, he knew achadam, that's enough to make it possible. So who had din over here? Ein echanami. Zrika Shaloi Bim Koymo, since it's not Mata Basa Achil, it doesn't qualify for Pigul. Really, it should be Mutter completely. But it's no worse than if you had no Machshava Apisel, it's just Machshava to leave it. Also be no good. So the Stiple explains that it's a getter of Machshava Kamaisa by Kach. Meaning, the concept of Pigul is that your Machshava, by Kola Terakulu, Machshava's Lav Kamaisa. By pigul, by kotchim, the halach is machshava kamais, which means your machshava is actually considered an action. That's why if you have machshava sinuach, that's the lomdus of Rabbi Yehuda. Why is machshava sinuach enough to make it possible? There's no possible machshava. You just say, I'm going to do nothing. Doing nothing is not a psul machshava. So the title explains, it's machshava kamais. By kotchim, we learn from pigul a concept. As besides for the specific aspects of pigul with all of its requirements, we also learn a generic halacha and kashrut, which is machshava kamaisa. Machshava kamaisa. So that's the reason why the disciple says this is because otherwise the Gemara brings in Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is not everybody maskim to Rav Yehuda. In fact, the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Yehuda. If a guy had no machshava b'shasi nuach, doesn't work, doesn't make it possible. Yet the Rambam paskins that it's possible over here, right? By zrika shalai b'm kaima, it's possible. No, but here it says zrika shalai b'm kaima. So the Gemara is saying zrika shalai b'm kaima, lagabi pigul is called the apostle zrika. That's the whole point of the Gemara. That's how we're answering Shmuel. Our whole question was, according to Shmuel, zrika shalai b'm kaima is by l'maskapru, it should qualify for pigul. He said, no, by pigul you need a kosher zrika that actually makes it kosher. Right? So the Gemara is saying, so if that's the case, why does the kavana that you have do anything? Because the zrika didn't qualify at all. So the kavana should be nothing. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says it's like machsheva sinuach, which is a parva kavana, also makes the carbon puzzle, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So all the achronim, the briskerov, the karana, everybody has under. But that's not la halacha. We don't pask in machshava sinuach pasas. We don't pask in machshava sinuach pasas. So if that's the case, so what's the Gemara's analogy to Rabbi Yehuda's shita? We don't pask like Rabbi Yehuda. And even more so, la halacha, the Rambam paskins both dinim. The Rambam paskins machshava sinuach doesn't make a carbon pasuk. And he paskins as zrika shalai b'm kaima does make the carbon pasuk. And the Gemara seems to be saying that Zrika Shalai B'm Kaima is not a Zrika, and the only reason why the Machshava works is it's no worse than a Parva Machshava, which was like just to let the blood sit. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin that if the Kohen shechted the Karbam and he had das, just the blood should sit, the Karbam is kosher. That's how we paskin. So even if you're going to tell me this Gemara Shalai Lebe the Hilchasa, but the Rambam paskins both. The Rambam paskins, machshava shalai b'm kaima makes the carbon puzzle. By izrika shalai b'm kaima. And the Rambam paskins that if you have machshava sinuach, just machshava to do nothing, doesn't make the carbon puzzle. So how do you put that together? So that's why the stipler, the way he understands, the case of Mishnah already, I mean, this is not a new question. The Ravid on the Rambam says, shibush uzeh. Basically, the Ravid seems to want to learn that our Gemara shalai l'halach. We don't pass like our Gemara. Because we pass in machshava sinuach doesn't make a carbon puzzle. We pass in a parva kavana doesn't make a carbon puzzle. If the Kohen would say, I'm doing nothing for the next 24 hours, does not make the carbon puzzle. If you know it's that way, we don't pass like that. We pass in if the Kohen shechted the carbon and he just had parva kavana, the blood is going to sit here for the next 24 hours, that does not make the carbon puzzle. Forget the stipler for a moment. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And our Gemara says that Zrika Shalai B'm Kaima is not a qualified Zrika, and therefore any Kavana that you have in conjunction with that should do nothing. The Gemara says, you're right, but it's no worse than Machsheva Sinuach, which also makes the carbon puzzle. Right? So the simple what we would extract from our sugya is that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then Zrika Shalai B'm Kaima can also make a carbon puzzle. Not pigul, but puzzle. If you hold that Machshava Sinuach wouldn't make a carbon puzzle ordinarily, then Zrika Shalai B'm Kaima, which is also considered a non-Zrika for Machshava purposes, also does nothing. Right? That's what you would extract from our sugya. The problem is that the Rambam paskins both. He paskins la halacha, machsheva sinuach does nothing. And he paskins that a bad machsheva with a zrika shalai b'm kaima does do something. Makes it possible. And our Gemara says these two are tied together. You understand? Our Gemara basically is saying that even if you hold like Shmuel, a zrika shalai b'm kaima doesn't qualify to make a machshavas psul, machshavas pigul, because it's lagabi pigul. You need a machshava that you need a zrika that's kosher, right? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, that this is not a zrika that qualifies. The only source we have is pigul to teach us this. So then, why is it even possible? The Gemara answers, it's possible because it's true. As far as machshavas psulis go, this would not qualify. But it's no worse than if you had a non-machshavas psul, b'chlau. Just you had in mind not to spritz the blood for a day. That's enough to make it possible. So that means that you can't hold the two things. You can't hold that the machshavas inuach is kosher, and zrika shalai b'mkayma machshava psula would be puzzle. That doesn't work. But the Rambam is that puzzle, because the Rambam paskins both of them. So the Ravid says it's a shibush, it's a mistake. The Rambam is a mistake. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the way he's metalic the Rambam is he says, obviously, we just brought in Rav Yehuda as an example. We didn't mean that this is working also Rabbi Yehuda. We brought Rabbi Yehuda as an example where you don't have a machsheves psul, and still the carbon is possible because you don't have the right cover. You have kavanah, just leave the blood. That's enough. So even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, it's enough that we're just bringing him as an example. It's very unclear. It's just hanging. The Kesef Mishnah's pshat is just hanging. That's how the Kesef Mishnah explains it. That's how we. If you look at the Lashon HaKesef Mishnah, he says that the Ravid just says Shibush was there. It's a partial mistake. That's how the Ravid deals with this Rambam. So the Ravid can meduma sheyesh kan Shibush. Period. There's a Shibush in the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't hold that the reason is also machshavas inuach. Kavonos like a morik is shame shematzil abiyud machshavas inuach. Afagav shein hakobim pigul. Mikomokam and ifsal. Uedin rabbonu machshavas chutz hazmanay al srika shaloi bimkoyma. Shayich sheyei din shafagav shein in pigul. Mikomokam nifsal. We're making like an analogy to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda Batz. Meaning, we see Rabbi Yehuda says that there's such a thing called a distorted machshava, even though it's nothing to do with pigul. You're just saying, I'm not going to do anything. That's enough to make the carbon puzzle. So it's just like we see Rav Yehuda says that over there. So hu adin, zrika shaloi b'mkoyma, even though as far as pigul is concerned, disconnects the carbon from being able to become puzzle. That's as far as pigul is concerned. But stop to make it puzzle. That's enough. The obvious problem is the way the Kesef Mishnah is learning. Rav Yehuda is like just going for a fishing trip. Has nothing to do with our sugya b'chlal. You want to stop, shop around Kachem and find places where carbon is possible? So you found some machshavas inuach. Has nothing to do with halacha. Has nothing to do with halacha. It's too far out to just say stop. So obviously, there must be something deeper here. So the stipler wants to say a pshat is like this. He wants to say that pigul is not just a specific halacha regarding pigul. Pigul is a generic kachim concept, which means that in kol haTorah kula, machshava is not kemaisa. By kachim, machshava is yeh kemaisa. Right? So in other words, it's not that machshava is pigul pasas. Simply, kula machshava is pigul pasas. It's a bad machshava which pasas the korban. The disciples saying no. The way the mechanism, and I don't know if the Olam remembers, but this is way back when we were learning Mi'ilai, brought Kama V'Kama Raya's to this concept. That Machshevas Pigul is not just Exeris HaKosov, that if you have a Machshev, a Chutz L'Zman, it makes the carbon possible. It's the Torah recognizes your thoughts. The Torah is saying, the fact that you, just like if you would go ahead and spritz the blood, shaloi b'zmani, would be a problem. Now that you thought it, that also impacts. It impacts it. It's like a ma'aser. In other words, the Torah recognizes your thought as a reality. That's the gather of Pigul. Pigul lo yechashev. The Torah recognizes your machshava as an action. And I don't know, maybe if I just bring back one nekuda that I will remember. We had a question in Bava Kama. We had a question with the Gemara discusses whether there's a din nezikin on Pigul. The Kohen was mafagel, right? The Mishnah and Gittin. The Kohen was mafagel the Korm. So he's mazik you. The Gemara goes through the whole discussion. Hezek nikker, hezek sheina nikker, back and forth. Right? So the Rashba asks, what's the hezek? By every hezek sheina nikker, the idea is, I did a maisa hezek. I took your wine and I poured it for avodah zarah. Yeah. I did a maisa hezek. The only thing is, the damage is not visible. If you look at the wine, it looks exactly like before I did the Maisa Hezek. Okay. So there, we have to go back and forth. Is Hezek Nikar Hezek? It's not a Hezek. The Rabbanon Knas. The Rashbi asks a posh question. The Rashbi asks, when the Kohen is Mefagel the Korban, where's the Maisa Hezek? He didn't do anything. He didn't do any Maisa Hezek. No, but I'm just saying, he didn't do a Maisa Hezek. There's no action that you could say that was a Maisa Hezek. You could say he caused. He's zikha not going to be better than a Gromer. He was Goyrem. There was no Maka Behem in Yishalmena that you have him. So you see, by Hezek Sheni Nikar, we say, of course there was a Maka Behem. You poured his wine for Avodah Zarah. That's a Maka Behem. You mazik him. Now we could, exactly, physical meaning, you did an action. The olive bay is above a comma, you need a maisa hezek. If you didn't do maisa hezek, you're not chayev.
You're not saying that a pigul is not a maisa hezek, so it's not a maisa.
It's not a maisa. And therefore it's not a maisa hezek. What we require is a maisa hezek. So it's not a maisa. That's not my kasha, the Rashba is the kasha. And the Rashba says, along the lines of what you're saying, but not even more basic. It doesn't say that the shechita now becomes, because the problem with doing that, because then people should also be called alav sheyesh b'maisa, if you learn that way. But the Rashba says that machshava that he has in the kachim, that alone, that machshava that he's doing, is mutfas in the carb. It's like I did something to the carb. That's time I happen to be thinking. I'm walking down the street thinking. I created something in the carbon. I was mazik. I did a. It's just like you pour wine over. The Rashba is learning that when you have a machsheva chutzal zmanah, it infects the carbon. That is a chutzal zmanah in the carbon. So now when I did a zrik of shalei bizmanah, I impacted the carbon. I put in a shalei bizmanah into the carbon, which is very similar to what the stipler is saying. That the Torah recognizes your thoughts as though there was a reality. So that same recognition could be recognized in Bava Kama. In other words, if the Torah stops saying your machshava makes it possible, so then it has nothing to do with Bava Kama. But if the Torah is saying your machshava impacts the carbon, the machshava is a maisa, then it then will translate to Bava Kama. We have a different problem. Hezek Sheni Nikar. We have a different reason why you'll be potter. That's a different reason. So therefore, that's the only way to understand Rav Yehuda is with this idea. Because really, Rav Yehuda's mamish a plea. Machshava sinuach? That's no thought. Why is that worse than stoma? What? You know what I'm saying? Stoma is kilishmon. We had that on that base. Even by Chatas and Pesach, Stom is Kilishman. Right? So how could Machsheva Sinuach be worse than Stoma? Stoma is still kosher the Korban. The only way to explain Rabbi Yehuda that Machsheva Sinuach makes a Korban puzzle is to say Machsheva Kamais. So it's not Stoma. The fact that now I had a kavanah to wait till tomorrow, it's as though I did wait till tomorrow. You understand? Because if we're just going to say, well, you had your machshava poiselas, there was no machshava poiselas. Just like machshava shloi bizmani, the Torah recognizes that reality. As though you went ahead now and you were makrovit shloi bizman. Right?
Is that how it really works? Is that how it works as if you were makrovit shloi
bizman? No.
It's just
that. The machshava is mefaglet because the Torah says we recognize the machshava as creating whatever shaloi bizman would create. In other words, just like shaloi bizman creates something to the carbon, do you understand something? It's not just a gavra issue. You're installing, you're making an installation into the carbon. When you have a chutz lizmanei now, whatever, just like when you actually do chutzl zmanei, you do a zrika chutzl zmanei, impacts the carbon. You do a zrika chutzl mkoymei, impacts the carbon. The machshava impacts the carbon. It's as though something happened now to the carbon. So therefore, when you have a kavon of shaloi bizmanei, we'll put it this way, David. Even if you would now do it bizmanei, you can't undo. It's like you still have you're stigmatized. It's 100% the Chiddush. But that's the Chiddush of Pigel. Meaning, the Chiddush of Pigel is, it explains so many things, why Pigel only works in certain things it doesn't work. If it's a Shalei Lushma type of Chasaran, we don't find anywhere else in Kachin makes a difference what your shaloi lishmo was, right? You shechting oil, you had a mind l'shem toida, or you had a mind l'shem chatas, or you had a mind l'shem. But pigul the Torah, the pshat is that it's not stama kavona shaloi lishmo. What the Torah said is we recognize your machshava to impact the carbon with a chutz l'zmanei psul called pigul, but it's a chutz l'zmanei psul. It's almost as though now, if you would go now and do it bizman, it's irreversible.
It's not that machshava is maisa, because it's only when you're doing the shechita and you have that machshava.
It is a maisa, because what is my, when we say machshava kamaisa, means it's equivalent, if you would have done a maisa to the carbon of shaloi bim kaimai, if you would have done a maisa to the carbon of shaloi bim kaimai, right, that would be obviously irreversible. Because now the carbon has in it a shaloi bim kaimai. So when you have a machshava shaloi bim kaimai,
yeah,
the Torah recognizes that machshava, and in the oilam machshava, in the world of machshava, that occurred.
But only you had that machshava while you're doing the
maisa. No. While I'm doing any avoida. Any avoida, that's the chiddush of pigul. I could be, I'm shechting the behemah, and I'm thinking about Ezrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai.
Yeah, but at least you're doing a Maisa Shechita.
That's the whole idea of Mechashvin, Me'avoyed El Avoyed. What's it getting there? So Memela, the Torah, so Rav Yehuda says, he's not saying it's Pigel. Rav Yehuda's not coming to say it's Pigel. Rav Yehuda's just saying that we learn from Pigel that one's Machshava impacts the Karm. Happens to be by Pigel, this chorus. There's different ramifications. He therefore says that if somebody would have machshava, that I'm not going to spritz the blood at all till tomorrow. I'm not doing anything till tomorrow. He's not saying it's Pigel. Look in Rabbi Yehuda. He's not saying it's Pigel. He's saying it's possible. Because we learn from Pigel that a machshava that you have, b'sha'as avoid, is not reversible. Who said Lamal Matas now? It's 100% that Shalei Bim Kaimai. It would have the same problem. That's what we're saying. That's cool for what we're saying. So in other words, we're only bringing Rabbi Yehuda in to give us a mahalach to understand what the mechanism of Machshavas Psulim by Kachrim is. Once we have Rabbi Yehuda telling us that this is the way. See, even though it happens to be that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, because we hold in order for your machshava to prevail, it has to be that your machshava had a positive element to it. You understand? Can't just be you had no, your machshava was, I'm going to do nothing. That's like no machshava. So we happen to have an issue with Rabbi Yehuda because we don't agree with his application of the concept. But the concept is agreed upon. That's the way the stipler would understand the Kesef Mishnah. Because the Mishnah basically is saying is, we brought Rabbi Yehuda in, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but from Rabbi Yehuda we see this concept. What's this concept? So this concept is that machshava impacts the karma to the degree that you can't go back on that machshava. Once you had that machshava, we look at it like, okay, as long as the machshava was b'shas avoida, that machshava prevailed. Once it prevailed, so now that machshava, you can't go back on it anymore. So what would have been if that machshava would have been seen through? The karma would have been pasul. So now you can't go back on that machshava. That's all Rabbi Yehuda said. And that's, he's saying, that's the lumbus of pigel. It happens to be by pigel chutzal zmana, he makes the korban pigel. The Torah was only mechadish that by chutzal zmana, chutzal kaima. Machshavas yinuach, the Torah wasn't mechadish that. But the idea that machshava kemaisa, that the Torah was mechadish. Let me take a get you this title up. It's in the Kilos Yankov here. Simon Chav Beis. Afilu l'rabbonon, zokta. Machsheves pigul mishum machshava kemaise. Machsheves pigul. Normally, machsheves pigul works. Mishum she machshava kemaise. That's the ghetto. V'ze ma shenidrash ma shenem b'vatoy me'yocho yocho b'yem ha'shlishi. Pigul. He says better the stipe, he is a knetch. If you look by pigul, the Torah says, im heyochel yeyochel miboso mipsarakom bayeh mashlishi. Zok the stipe, why does it say bayeh mashlishi? Pigul is, you don't have to eat it shaloi bizmani to be chayev. The fact that yemachshav shaloi bizmani makes it possible. But look at the Lashon HaPosuk. The Posuk says, im heyochel yeyochel by Yom HaShlishi. That's not what happens by Pigul. By Pigul, you had a kavan of Shaloi Lizmanai, and then you ate up his manai. You ate up his manai. If you ate it, Shaloi Lizmanai, it would be possible al Znoizer. You ate up his manai. But you had a machshav of Shaloi Lizmanai. The stipler says, but look at the pasuk. The Pasuk says, Im eyochel yeyochel bayeh mashlishi. So when the Torah talks about pigul, it doesn't talk about it as a thought only. It talks about it as a thought that materialized. That's how the Torah reads. Im eyochel yeyochel bayeh mashlishi. So you see that machshav is kemais. That's the point of this type. So Mamele, if that's the case, so if Yehuda now comes, if Yehuda says, Machsheva Sinuach is the same, meaning it's not pigul in a chayiv karas, but it's Machsheva Kamaisa. So therefore you can't say, well, I changed my mind now, I am going to spritz the blood. Bizman. No, you've crossed the threshold already. And the only thing we're bringing Rabbi Yehuda in for is to show us that the application of pigul is generic. It's not specific. The whole kasha the Gemara had was that if you're telling me now that a zrika shaloi b'mkoima doesn't qualify for pigul, so why does it qualify to have any bad machshava to make it possible? What's the psul? Right. So the Gemara now, all the Gemara is bringing from Rabbi Yehuda is that pigul is, besides for being specific, it's generic. And the generic element of pigul is the fact that machshava kemaisa does not mean, let's get that clear, does not mean it's like you did it already. It means the machshava prevails. You can't walk it back. You can't say, I had a machshava, which if I would have actualized that machshava, the korban would have been possible. But now I changed my mind, and I'm going to do it right. So Pigel says, no. You can't walk back your machshava. Where do we see that from? Because when the Torah describes the Isser of Pigel, it describes it as though you ate the meat, shalei bizmanai, even though you didn't. You ate it bizmanai. The Torah should have just said, v'meyachal yachal, right? Chayiv karas. But that's not what the Torah said. The Torah said, v'meyachal yachal b'yayim ha-shlishi. That means the Torah said that pigul is not just a machshava. It's a machshava which ultimately you can't walk back. That element is by all kachim as such. And therefore, even though this zrika doesn't qualify to give you the pigul element, but lamaisin, and that's all we're bringing Rabbi Yehuda in. And therefore, it's irrelevant if we paskin la locha like Rabbi Yehuda lagabi machshava sinuach. Takanon paskin like him lagabi machshava sinuach. Why? As I'm telling you, because machshava sinuach is not a machshava. Not because we don't say machshava kamais. Because you could walk back a kavana that was parva. You could walk back a do nothing. Do nothing and then you do something, you could walk that back. You can't walk back or do something. You could walk back or do nothing. That's where the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda argue. But that's not relevant to our sugya. And that's why it's not relevant that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We were only bringing Rabbi Yehuda in for that aspect. That's the point. No. Everybody goes against the Gemara. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that's for sure. Nothing. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's not a question. The question is, but our Gemara applies Rabbi Yehuda. So our Gemara links them. Links a machshava with shaloi b'mkaymai to Rabbi Yehuda. So if our Gemara links it, it would stand to reason that either you hold like Rabbi Yehuda and you hold the machshava pasels, well, you don't look like Rabbi Yehuda, and the machshava doesn't pass. But the Rambam holds that our Gemara is not linking it. That's the question. Where did the Rambam get it from? And the answer is that, first of all, we're always going to learn that way. Whenever you learn a sugi, if you have a way to learn it, it should be la'alocha. How do you learn la'alocha? So the way the Rambam is learning, what we're learning from Rabbi Yehuda is not shalai ka'alocha. That aspect is la'alocha. That's the point. And I would say that this pshat goes in the Kesef Mishnah, because otherwise the Kesef Mishnah really is not giving us any. Kesef Mishnah is just saying, we found a case where it's possible even though there's no pickle. I mean, there's thousands of cases where it's possible without pickle. What does that have to do with our sugya? So what the Kesef Mishnah means is along the same lines of the stipler, which is that we're going to pickle to learn one thing, that once you have a machshava, an active machshava, by kachim, you can't walk back from that machshava. So if that machshava would have materialized, the korban would have been possible. So that's where you are now. That's where you are now. That's all. And Rav Yehuda takes it to the extreme that even if you had a kavana, you're going to do nothing. Since if you would have done nothing, even though doing nothing is not something that we could say, right? There is no such thing as doing nothing. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's the same. So in that we argue. In that the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold there's no such thing as having Kavana doing nothing. So that Kavana, somebody says, I'm going to do nothing, we wait and see, what's he going to do? Okay? We don't say, well, he can't walk it back. He has nothing to walk back. He just has to walk. He's not walking back anything. That's all. It's only that Nakud that I will argue. Reish Lachish.
Would I be correct that with, in the Havamim of Rabbi Yehuda, that difference because it's a part of Machshava, and therefore it doesn't impact the Machshava of the Avodah Zarah.
By which case?
At the end of the day, if we're coming to the Maskana, that Rabbi Yehuda is just talking about a part of Machshava, so then it doesn't impact the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, absolutely.
But it may of course, a whole different language.
Well, I don't know. There's no Rabbinus, there's no Havamina Maskana, because the Gemara just brought Rabbi Yehuda to learn that concept. You know what I mean? Yeah. Rish Lakish Amar Lo Ilam Pasul Mamash. Rish Lakish argues with Shmuel, even though we'll see, he doesn't argue with Shmuel in Halacha. He only argues with Shmuel in when the Mishnah uses the Lashon Pasul by us, it means Pasul Pasul. V'loy Niskapu Bailam. Now it's Shmuel. This is all riding on what we had at the beginning of the Sugya. Shmuel came in and said that when the Mishnah uses the term Pasul, it doesn't mean Pasul Pasul. It just means Pasul Avabailam Niskapu. So Rish Lakish says no. It means Pasul Pasul. V'shaloybim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami. And Shaloybim Kaimai is considered like Makaimai. Meaning, like Shmuel. So why is Pasul mean Pasul Pasul? So like Kasha. Kasha nasa mishtika, Kasha nasa ma'amira. If you did it with Amira, it's Pasul. If you did it with Shalei Lishma, if you did Lamata Lamala, everything else was good about it, except for the fact that it was in the wrong place, then it's like Shmuel that the Baal Lamam is kap. Okay. No, he argues with Shmuel. He argues with Shmuel, and he holds Shaloi Bim Koima is possible. We're talking about Bishtike, Shaloi Bim Koima, Lav Kim Koima. And it's possible completely, and the Bailam are not Meskapa. Meaning, like, he argues with Shmuel. Shaloikim Koime is not Makoime for anything. Possible, possible. Completely possible. For ha the Iko Dama Nefesh. For ha the Leko Dama Nefesh. Where it says it's Koshel, right, is where there's still Dama Nefesh left to be Makabal. It can still be Makabal, more blood. So there's no problem. For ha the Leko Dama Nefesh. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara Tanan, Pasul Vein Bekaros, Bishlomel and Rish Lakish. Hainter Pasul Vein Bekaros. It's a Chiddush. You would think, since this Rika works, at least for Kaporos Bailim, so you would think it's Mamish Pigul? No. But according to Rav Yechanan, you never have to tell me that this Rika Shaloi Bim Koimai is Ein Bekaros. It's Pasul completely. Has no element of kosher to it. So it has no compatibility for Pigul. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, who holds Shaloikim Koima is possible completely, my aim by Koras. Kasha, you're right, it's not a Takanan Achid. Shmuel, my aim by Koras, Achikoma. Im Nosam, Achshav is possible my aim by Koras. Even though the Zrika works to be Mechaper for the Bailim, according to Shmuel. So you would think maybe it qualifies for Pigul. Kamash won that. Rabbi Yechanan, Shaloikim Koima, Koima Domi. This is the main crux of the sugi here. Rav Yechanan who holds that our Mishnah is kipshutai. You spritz the blood, shalai bim kaimai, it's pasul completely. V'loi niskapu bailam. So basically it's a big zero. It's a big zero. So then, why can't you just be makabel more blood? Nothing happened. Not only makabel more blood, you could make it ukimta, there's no more blood to be had. Take this blood. Because this blood that went on the Mizbeach is like Nishpach. According to Rabbi Yechanan, what happened here? You makabel blood in the Klisharis. Now you went and you spritzed it in the wrong place. So according to Shmuel, understand, it's irreversible. Because the Zrika worked, Niskapu Bailam. The Zrika got a conclusion. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, nothing happened. Puzzle, 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 puzzle. There's no element of kosher to it. So why don't you just take the blood now and do it properly? Why is it worse than blood that spilled out of a klisharis? The blood spilled out of a klisharis, what's the halacha? You gather it in. Mishpach is only possible if it spilled straight from the neck on the ground. If it went into klisharis, you could still gather the blood. So he grabbed it, spilled on the mizbeach. Okay, fine, so on. So halacha was fine.
But it's got to go to the right place in the bed. It went to the wrong place. It went to the mountain, so it's called the mountain.
Then why is it worse than nishpach? Was it supposed to go on the floor? Blood that spills on the floor was supposed to go on the floor?
No, but you didn't do anything.
What?
It spilled on the floor. You did not do a mice that's spilling it on the floor. It just spilled on the floor. Or by the zrika, you did a halacha.
It's not halacha. The halacha ends. I went to the mizbeach. Halacha shaloi beregel we paskin is not halacha. Anyway, so that's the Gemara's kasha. What's difficult is what's going to be the Gemara's teretz here. Very difficult. So the Gemara asks according to Rav Yochanan, why? What's the problem? Just take the blood and do it properly. Why is it too late? It's spilled. No machshava. He had a good machshava. So he had a machshava. I'm not getting it. He had a machshava to do zrika. He did machshava to do zrika. Let's say he had machshava to do zrika and it spilled on the floor. What's the halacha? You gather it and put it on the mizbeach. He did his zrika. I'm asking, what would be the halacha? A koyin, a shvach, a koyin. He does his zrika, it ends up on the floor. You know what the halacha is? You gather the blood and spill it on the mizbeach. That's the halacha. That's not a theoretical, a hypothetical. That's halacha l'maisa. If you did makabel the blood, and the kohen takes the blood and he attempts to throw it on the mizbeach, and it ends up on the floor, the halacha is you gather the blood and put it on the mizbeach. The blood's only possible if the zrika did something, became possible, or it went from the neck on the ground. But once you makabel the blood in the klisharis, it qualifies for zrika. And if it's spilled, you gather it and put it on the mizbeach. That's the pashta kashuk more is asking. That's the Gemara's kash. In fact, the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the problem? Go spritz it. In fact, the Gemara, la'avik nishpach al ha'ritzpah. V'yayisfenu, gather it together, and finished. So again, according to Shmuel and Rish Lakish, it's not shver, because the Zrika did something. This kapru bailim, it's over. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Zrika did zero, so it's spilled. Zog the Gemara, Sova lo kemanda omar lo yoisven. He holds like the manda omar that you can't gather the blood. The omar of Yitzchok bar Yosef, omar of Yechna, hakol moidim, all the tanorim agree, benitonim lamalo, shenostam lamata, lamata, shenostam lamalo. Benitonim, I'm sorry, lamalo, shenostam lamalo, lamata, shenostam lamata. Shaloi kemitzvosam. Shaloi yoisven. You can't gather. Lo yinechlu kol yitonu l'malo, shosan l'mata, l'mata, shosan l'malo, Reb Yaisi yam lo yisfenu, Reb Shimon yam yisfenu. And basically, we're going like him. Now, if you look at Rashi, again, the Gemara is not giving any explanation. The Gemara is just saying, there is such an opinion, that whole, we're not really gaining much. We're not gaining much. We're just taking Reb Yechanan and we're saying there's a Tana that holds like him. That even a Zrika that didn't do anything, you can't gather the blood and spritz it. So now we don't know Pshat and the Tana. In other words, we haven't answered anything in Svara. We just said Svara law, there's a Tana that holds this way. If you look at Rashi, very, very difficult Rashi. We'll have to spend next week on this, but look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sava lo kimanda oma lo yisfenu, kivon shehigi al mizbeach. Since the blood hit the mizbeach, you can't. The afal gav the shaloi kilchosayu. even though it's shaloik halacha, and according to Rav Yochanan, it does zero, it accomplishes zero. Kalte mizbeach, the mizbeach still catches it. The mizbeach recognizes it. Lafuki mitoyras kaporach riti. Rashi, if you're medayik and Rashi seems to be saying, some kapora happened. There's enough of a kapora to not allow you to do another one. You understand?
Why is that contingent on
no, so that's why you can't gather it anymore. It's not nishpach, because it did something. No, everybody agrees you're sfan. Yeah, and that, so Rashi is saying why? The whole sugi is a pella because the kash is very clear. The Gemara's kash is very clear that if the zrika did nothing, why can't you gather the blood and spritz it again? Kash is very clear. The answer is so. First of all, the answer of the Gemara is only that there is such a tana, right? There is such a tana that holds that once the blood hit the mizbeach, you can't do it again. So the Rav Steinem and Zatzal wanted to say that there's like an bishul achar bishul concept, like ein bishul achar bishul, ein zrika achar zrika type of concept. Just like you find Hilchos Shabbos, ein bishul achar bishul. Meaning, once it was cooked. So now it's even Bechama, by the way. Most shittas hold. What would be if somebody's Mevashel Bechama? So B'Shabbos Yipotu. Right? But it's still called Mevushel. Now what happens if you went and cooked it in the Eish? Would you be Chayiv? Right? So most opinions hold Yipotu. Because even though for Hilchos Shabbos, there's a requirement that has to be Bishul Al Yedei Eish, but as the heft it's cooked. See, the Avnei Nezer holds that Bishul Bechama, there's something lacking in the Bishul itself. So they declare, according to the Avnei Nezer, maybe there should be Bishul Acha Bishul Bechama. But in this type of approach, Rav Steinemann wants to learn that this Tana that Al Gemara is riding on, that holds that once you spritz the blood on the Mizbech, even though you had zero kapara, zero, right? Still in all, you can't do it again because the Ritzbah, this blood never had a Zrika.
It was Zrika.
Okay, right? No, I'm saying on the floor. The blood never had a Zrika. Whereas, if it hit the Mizbeach, there was a Zrika. So you can't be Zerik again. Blood that was already spritzke. I can't say that I understand it, number one. I don't understand what the pshat is. That's klar. If a guy tried to spritz the blood, my case I gave you, landed on the floor, it's good. I threw it. Yeah, but it didn't land. So the same thing happened here. But even more so, if you're medayik in the Rashi, I'm telling you to be medayik in by us. Rashi seems to be saying clearly, something happened, there's some kind of kapara. Rashi doesn't just say kol tu mizbeach. Rashi says, kalte mizbeach, lafuke mikapora achriti. Rashi says, the mizbeach got it and disqualifies it from another kapara. Translated into English, there's some kapara, not effect, kapara. Because Rashi says, not lafuki mizrika achriti, lafuki mikapora achriti. So Rashi seems to be saying that something, some kapora happened. But how do we make heads or tails of this? We're going according to Rav Yochanan, who says nothing happened. We're going like Rav Yochanan, not like Shmuel. Shmuel, we said, we understand. Shmuel is very simple. We're going like Rav Yochanan, who holds no kapora at all, zero. What?
At the same time, we're saying it wasn't kapara.
Rashi's using the phrase, you can't have another kapara. There's enough happened to disqualify. Not even Rashi doesn't even say a kapar. See, I would even be, I don't want to sound too much like a brisker, but to me this is, it's even though it's subtle, it's screaming. Because if Rashi would have said, kalt im izbeach, laf, well, no, listen, I'm ready to go further than that. If Rashi would have said, kalt im izbeach, lafuki mi kapar. Okay. I would still be hecher Rashi. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, kalt im izbeach, lafuki mi kapara achriti. From another kapara. Rashi's saying clearly that there's something kapara happened now. You can't taka ain't kapara acha kapara. That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying some kind of kapara took place. How do we qualify that? What does that mean? Okay, we'll have to continue next week. Mazel tov again. We're still rejoicing.
On this stipler, one thing is that I'm just thinking about Machshava. He's saying Machshava.
You know, he married your daughter. Yidl.
I get a month. Thank you. I really had to come to Brooklyn to become a sadler. I realized that.